Children are suffering from significant mental health challenges during the pandemic, like loneliness and anxiety. Indiana Elementary School Counselor of the Year Aaron Munson has seen it firsthand. WFYI education reporter Dylan Pierce McCoy met with Munson at his office at Butler Lab School 55 to talk about the trauma his students have faced and what keeps him motivated.
What inspired you to become an educator?
Honestly, it was probably the teachers that I had. It is an interesting road because I didn't have a lot of connections at all with my counselors, but I did have very deep connections with my teachers. I grew up in a very rural community, and this community had only one high school in the entire county, and it was a very small high school. So the teachers really got to know the students really well. The teachers that I had were also some of the only safe adults in my life. I just wanted to be at school all the time.
Do you think that you have students here that have that same sense that school is the safe place in their life?
Sadly, yes. That's not the case for every student, but that is true for too many. Before you got here, I actually had to take a moment and have an ugly cry because today is the last day and students are giving, they're giving gifts to teachers, and I was fortunate to get some today. And one of them was a particular student that's here who has had a very tumultuous experience at home and wrote me one of the most heartfelt cards. I'm tearing up again. One of the most heartfelt cards that I've gotten in 16 years. And just commenting on the fact that she, for the first time, feels known, feels seen, and was so grateful to have space in my office to just ugly cry. And I worked with her to get the support and the help for the family that they needed. And that card just had a little tiny piece of chocolate in it, plus the card. And that is going to go in my smile folder for the days that are really hard, which right now, because we're still in the midst of a pandemic, I have to rely on that smile folder a lot to remind me that this is what I do. This is why I do what I do.
Can you tell me a little bit about changes you've noticed in your students and their behavior during this incredibly chaotic time when they're still dealing with, you know, quarantines and the pandemic?
Yes. In our school, we believe that behavior is a language. And when a student is acting out, they're trying to tell us something. So there have been so many changes that have been hard for adults and also children. So some of the other challenges that I've noticed with the behaviors are, especially in our older students starting in fifth grade, are some suicidal thoughts, self-harm, just trying to get students to be able to regulate themselves has become such a challenge. And it hasn't gotten a lot better because we still have students right now, for example, that are having to quarantine and we won't see them again. Like their last day of this quarter ended up being last week because we had a positive COVID case, for example.
Do you have any advice for educators, parents, and caregivers to help children cope with the pandemic?
My advice is always start with yourself. A dysregulated adult will never be able to help regulate a child. Working on yourself is going to be the best gift that you can give to your children and your students.
That was reporter Dylan Pierce McCoy from WFYI's education team speaking with Indianapolis school counselor Aaron Munson. He was recently named Indiana Elementary School Counselor of the Year.